How the fuck did this twat find out our fucking names?
We don't know, and dial it way back with the T word, Ford. You're not immune from the HR department.
Grow up. And twat means something completely different in England.
Well, here it means a vagina. Anyway, obviously we're talking about a mole.
It could be a mole. They could have hacked our system. It's anyone's guess. The bottom line is, Reina Boyanov is about to sell a small-scale tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization, and we don't know where she or the bomb is. Now, fortunately, our analyst Susan Cooper found a lead.
I told you to send me in there instead of Fine, and you didn't. And now Fine's dead. I'm going to fuck in.
You can't.
Here's what we do. I go into the face-off machine, get a whole new face.
Do you have quarters? Because it costs 50 cents.
What, got to pay?
No, because it doesn't exist. Our friends, real friends, better than your friends, yeah. That's how we keep popping out that binge, yeah. Both friends, real friends, better than your friends, yeah. SMS them, they know all my business. I don't know what I would do without all of my crew, yeah. I ain't making no room, yeah. I ain't making no new friends, I don't make no moves, yeah. But I'll tell my crew, yeah. That's just how we do, yeah. That's just how we do. Damn it, I love my life. I love it. Stop on cuffs, no ice. Party when we go inside. Never let him off my side. They're right by my side.
Sorry, you need to speak into the mic.
Or this is
going
Damian.
To be very bad.
Well, I'm right. Kind of already admitting this is going to be very bad.
Actually,
fair enough.
We're all here, so. Wait, is Douglas actually going to pull out the third mic that I know he has?
Yeah, there's one that... No, right, no, we fixed the one that broke up at. Anyways.
I thought it was only shit one. Kevin De Bruyne actually played this game.
Anyway.
Yeah, the unnamed movie podcast.
We're back.
I saw a shift and I had to mentally pause.
Two months sports.
And sort of like this odd thing that happened. Like once or twice a year, I'm here to actually hurt Damien.
Hi.
Right? Because I'm here and we're all in the same room. We're not talking over Discord or Skype or what else have we used to try and do the podcast?
There was Google Hangouts
at one stage.
Dark times.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when Google had Hangouts?
Yes.
They had Google Plus. You remember Google Plus?
Yeah, I do remember Google Plus.
You remember, what was the other one? The one, Waze, Google Waze, right? Mm-hmm. Was it called?
No, they technically still
or
have
Wave.
Waze. Wave.
Waze is the maps. I didn't mean that. Google. And clearly we did not use Waze to, in any way, shape, or form, do anything on this podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have called you on Waze before.
There we go. But Wave, we used to like have show notes and trailers and all sorts
we
of shit.
We thought that
there.
We could turn this into a video podcast.
Oh,
one point.
I remember that. Used, what was that, uProxy or uVideo some shit like that, what was it?
It was Justin TV,
right.
Which eventually turned into Twitch.
Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
Ustream,
yeah,
that's what it was.
I know we tried Ustream for a while, and also used Justin TV.
And at that point, we essentially had that one fan in Australia, that was it.
Mm-hmm. That's how you grow this podcast.
But anyways... Talking about movies with one fan.
One fan at a time.
Right?
Yes.
And about growing a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to discuss what I believe is the ninth entry in a film franchise. That if we had a time machine, I could go back to day one and ask 13-year-old Damon, I forgot what year this movie came out right now, what he thought this movie would look like 20 years later. Don't think he would have been right, but I also think that if he told us what he wanted anyways,
it would
we
be
would
this.
Have gotten to
yep.
Because Fast and the Furious has finally given us its spy trilogy, as we've now hit on Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh my god.
We're no longer caring about Vin Diesel
and the family.
And the family. Well, there's still family in this one.
Of course.
They still had to have someone say family, like 30 times.
Uso!
Yep.
I just wanted a Viking clap. Because no one would know that's the wrong country. Could have gotten away with it.
We would know.
Would we?
We'd laugh, but we'd know. So yes, Hobbs and Shaw. This means that one Mr. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, were refused. To stop calling The Rock, right? As well as Jason Statham,
a
As well as the X-Force.
As well as the X-Force. Oh my god. Team up to go and fight Black Superman, better known as Idris Elba, or as the lady beside me decided to call the friend.
Our man.
Who get dope so. Directed by Mr. David Leitch, the guy who brought us John Wick.
Sorry, what now?
John Wick 1. The director of John Wick 1.
Wait, John Wick 2 is not John Wick 1?
No, different person.
I did not know this.
Yes, that's why John Wick 2 is better than John Wick 1.
Is John Wick 3 John Wick 1?
No, it's J-Man's John Wick 2.
John Wick 3 is John Wick 2?
Yes.
Yes.
So John Wick 2 is John Wick 3, but not John Wick 1.
Correct.
What's John Wick 4?
That's not happened yet. You've gone into the future now, and I don't have those powers.
But, I mean, you live in Canada. You usually see these movies ahead of time.
Pretty sure you've seen it already. Yeah,
the festival happens in September. That's when the real preview starts.
Okay. Oh. Team hasn't started. Never mind.
But yes, John Wick. Mm-hmm. John Wick 1, man.
Yes.
Made a Fast and Furious movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Spy number 3. I'm upset that there weren't more jokes related to Jason Statham being in a movie actually called Spy. Because that movie is still fantastic, and I know one of us here disagrees with my statement.
We don't talk to that person.
Good.
Fuck that movie.
But yes, Damien.
We need to turn on the AC. It's making noise into the mic.
Damien.
Hi.
You, sir, are the resident Fast and Foolishness expert.
Am I, though?
Yes.
I still haven't
you
seen
are
four.
You are our FFC. Fast and Furious
consultant. Oh.
Please start.
This movie is so stupid. Christ. They've doubled down on the formula of having 5-year-olds write these movies, where they've just said, "What if we ignore physics and logic? Let's just come up with set pieces, come up with locations, and try and hope that the actor's charisma can charm our way to the end of this movie." Because for the life of you, I cannot tell you what the story in this movie is. For a while there, started to remind me of Mission Impossible 2.
There's the whole virus thing.
Right, and you're just like, this, like, I was watching this and go, how is it possible that this movie makes less sense than John Woo's cocaine fever dream? Like, it doesn't. Like, what is the virus name? Like, why would they send a SWAT team to secure a virus?
Don't care.
What does this have to do with Helen Mirren?
Really don't care.
Like, this movie is so all over the place.
I want to know if people are still upset that Helen Mirren doesn't drive a car.
The internet continues to be weird. The part of this movie that disappoints is that the earlier set pieces are way better than the later set pieces, with the exception of him grabbing a helicopter out of the sky, which, I mean, that was about 5 seconds, and it is even more stupid in the feature film than in the trailer, and makes even less sense. But that the first action set piece with everyone, when they're like sliding underneath the truck and stuff like that, even though it and most of these movies are giant CG fest, it was still fun to see them come up with new and more ridiculous ways to make Idris Elba look unbeatable. But as the movie progressed, it felt to me like they ran out of ideas.
It was upsetting to me for that whole bit, because with the sound they had, it just made me feel more Transformers.
Yes,
right? Actually, there was a Transformer sound in there.
Yeah.
They could have just had whatever the Transformers names are just changing in the back of that movie. I'd be like, you know what?
I too heard a lot of Transformers noises. But
do you think that was just Carib Scrappy speakers?
I think they are using every single piece of media that made money. to cram into it's their Avengers, but in Fast and Furious, where they're.
So do you think the bad person is really Transformers? Transformers are running Idris Elba.
If in Hobbs and Shaw 2,
Bumblebee is Archie.
Right. It is just the Decepticons. Because it might be, because we didn't see the real, but it might as well be just an all spark, a Transformer.
And I don't even know what's happening in Transformers.
And it just, you shouldn't, it's not for you.
It's okay, we'll start back our annual betting game, and so I'll make you have to watch Transformers movies
I'll stop
again.
This podcast first.
Suddenly, I'm no longer available on
this. This movie, I should like more, but I think being at Carib really made me not enjoy it. Because this movie, it has all the things that on paper I should like. It's just big, dumb action and two actors that, even though I didn't really enjoy the movie, watching Jason Statham and The Rock interact is always fun. But
I have to say, I think that they tried to rely on that too much. Like the interaction between them, the whole "I'm gonna one up your last one-liner" bullshit.
Yeah,
but
some writer got carried away.
Yeah,
I feel like it's one of those things where when you're doing it, they thought to themselves, "All right, we need to give them lots of options so they could cut this down later." But no one cut it down.
In fairness, they gave Ryan Reynolds and what's his name.
That was a weird.
Yeah, right. Rob Delaney. Yeah.
No, I mean, Ryan Reynolds and Sharkman.
And I mean, knowing that this is
Kevin Hart. Yeah, they just gave them like 5 minutes to talk nonsense.
Yeah.
And left all of that in, it seems, because none of that seemed edited.
Like, first of all, Ryan Reynolds clearly played Deadpool.
Right. I mean, this guy who made this did Deadpool too.
Yes, he also did Deadpool.
That makes sense as to how that kind of connects up.
Yes.
All right. By the way, I wasn't going to talk about it. I just finished watching Deadpool 2. That movie is amazing.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It is.
I remember telling you guys that I like this, the second one more than the first one.
I think I might like it more than the first one.
Yeah.
I really love, like, I remember loving both of those movies at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it since. And, you know, it fizzles a little bit. I love those movies. And
Ryan Reynolds,
absolutely.
They're aggressively stupid, especially that second one.
In this movie, Ryan Reynolds he speaks exactly like Deadpool speaks in that movie.
Also, in Deadpool 2, not to continue this tangent for too long, having Thanos in there has.
Oh, right. I cannot wait.
It makes.
Especially
it
makes because they actually make Thanos jokes.
Yes.
And now that Disney owns Fox, I cannot wait to Deadpool see how 3, they pull that together.
Deadpool 3 will be an Avengers movie.
I don't want to see a Deadpool 3.
They're going to.
Well, I hope they do a
Deadpool
3.
They're making a Blade 3. Movie. They're going to make more.
But Blade Deadpool. TV show, actually.
No, Mahershala Ali. Yeah, I thought it was a movie.
I think it's a
Deadpool
TV show.
Colon new name with whole new don't care story.
I think. Ryan Reynolds is going to con them into making it like an Avengers movie. Just getting everybody in there. Even for like one scene. Because...
Yeah, I think he'll do something similar to what I did in Deadpool 2. Because he's going to make it... You know, always make fun of, oh, we don't have the budget for this. We don't have... And then it just randomly...
Right, just have the like people walk across the screen. It's like, this movie is aggressively stupid.
Yep.
But speaking of aggressively stupid, Hobbs and Shaw. The end of this movie is not satisfying at all. Usually they save up all their big major set pieces for the end. There's usually a payoff. All action movies are supposed to have learned this by now.
Yep.
But somehow they didn't get the memo with this one.
I know what the problem was.
What?
It's really easy.
Uh-huh.
This movie was structured like a Mission Impossible / pick any spy franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the action for the first hour and a half of this movie is the things that The Rock and Jason Statham are good at.
Right.
The kicky punchy big brick man.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, someone said, hey, this is a Fast and the Furious movie. We need to do things with cars.
Right.
And then they just thought of the dumbest thing to do with a car.
They're like, what's a cartoon car?
Like, it seems almost ridiculous in that whole last sequence you're seeing Jason Statham just kind of screw up his face.
Right.
And like pretend like he's drifting this tow truck.
Yep.
Car.
You kind of expect nitrous. There to be like a clown car song in the background. Like, dun, 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 dun. Like, you just expect
it that. It would have made the movie better. Mm-hmm. Also, the cover of that, there's a song that they covered in this movie. It plays at the start and at the end. I would like someone to explain why.
I didn't hear that song that much because I was walking in as it was starting. Oh,
well, thank
you. I heard there was a song and I was like...
Which song was it now? I wasn't paying attention.
I'm trying to remember the actual name of the song. But it was also in... It's a song in that X-Men movie when he runs around the room real fast. If I could catch time in a bottle. I don't know what the name of the song is. But... I've always enjoyed that song. And hearing this really awful cover for it was not.
But I hope when Andrew finds, because Andrew's doing some searching, I hope when Andrew finds it, he finds out that the song in
Time in a Bottle.
Fast and the Furious was the actual original.
No, I've actually listened to the song outside of the movie. So I know this is a cover.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Like this
movie. I'm bad searching when I'm at my computer.
Fair enough.
Yeah. This movie is bad.
It is.
And it's disappointing because I feel like I enjoyed it a lot less because I watched it at Carib. And they still have not wiped off the screen because it is straight up dirty. Andrew, you need to tell me, did you notice this wrinkly red, white, and blue colory bullshit I've been talking about?
Look, this is the first time I'm sitting here on intermission in a year. I'm already upset at that. And,
but you need time to absorb the first part of the movie.
Yeah. It was weird when I still was good at it, where I could pick the moment where they were cutting. I was just sitting in my chair and I had my arm up for the chop. And I'm like, it's been a while. Chop. Boom. Yep. There, that's the end. But yeah, I did not see your crinkles. I did not see your red, blue, or greens. It actually looked fine.
Oh, boy. I wish I could.
You need a new TV.
But I have to say, like, that's another thing. Like this.
This actually was a really bright movie, so like the 3D wasn't.
No, they changed the glasses last year.
And I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's not as dark. They actually haven't brightened the screen at all. They just changed the glasses.
But yeah, I actually felt really good. I was extremely happy that we went to Carib to watch this.
Always I'm happy to go
because I was so excited to have Andrew watch this movie for the first time at Carib and not, you know,
in a proper theater.
Yeah. So happy.
We did it.
But yeah, this movie it's not good, but I do recognize, as you said, Damien, how they structured it is they kind of said, okay, we don't need to worry about the story part of it. What we need is we need a reason to get these three or four sequences
in.
And they found one. And I did appreciate the sequences. It was good. This is going to be one of those movies just like some of the, let's say, lesser Fast movies where I enjoy it just, I guess, for the moments, for the action. One thing that I was also kind of upset about is that they didn't use Princess Margaret more. I like her a lot.
Is that the girl?
Yes, the girl. She's actually in... She was in... We mentioned Mission Impossible. She was in the last couple of Mission Impossible movies.
But she also didn't do much in those.
Yeah, she also didn't do much in those. But she's great in...
She was the, like, fence girl. She was like the...
Yeah, yeah, that was her. Yeah. Okay. She was great in The Crown.
Yes.
She's also absolutely amazing in About Time. I love that character.
I knew that is what was. I knew that's where we were going.
She's the girl.
Yeah, the girl's friend.
The girl's friend who he thinks he wants to be with.
Who the other friend wants to be with.
Oh, all right, cool. I'm mixing her up completely.
She's the blonde, tall, thin friend of the love interest of Rachel McAdams. But she's awesome. She needs to be in more things. She needs to be bigger in more things.
I think you need to stop forcing and small actors to be in bigger roles, because you realize sometimes they're just
better. I know,
but I'd accept that instead of seeing the same six people in the same room.
That's true.
And trust me, Andrew, if you ever watch Crown, I mean,
she's very good in the
Crown. I understand why you would never watch it, because trust me, I don't even know why I started, but for some reason.
But Andrew and Oh Come On can watch it together.
Yes!
Oh Come On would enjoy the Crown a lot.
Oh, come on.
Come on!
Have we watched the Crown? Okay.
Cool. Oh, you guys need to watch it. It's so good. And again, right? Like, it's not the sort of thing I ever thought I'd like. I don't know why I started watching it, and I did. And you just... I know I like it for the same reason that Damon likes it. I know I like it for the same reason that Damon likes The Duchess and all of those other movies.
Yep.
It's ridiculously... You know, I love the periodness of it.
Right.
And
mean-spirited people being mean.
Yes, oh my God! Just the way that these bourgeois fucking...
They're bad people.
They say it in
nice accents, but they're terrible, terrible people.
Yes. I know you know this.
Yes.
Later this year, there is a film of Downton Abbey coming out.
Yes, there is.
I have never seen an episode of Downton Abbey.
You should watch Downton Abbey.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to somehow be made to watch the entire Downton
Abbey. Damien loves Downton Abbey.
You should.
Yeah.
You should watch Downton Abbey.
I tried once.
You know who else should watch Downton Abbey? You should.
I know.
It gets like a lot of British TV. The longer you watch it,
the more. Yeah. The more you like. Yeah. So she should be more in this movie. Mm-hmm. And the only plus side that I'll take from this is that they've essentially shoehorned her in as a part of the team for the next one, if the next one happens.
She's family.
So, because she clearly she clearly becomes a part of Shenanigans at the end of the movie, and that's a good thing. But yeah, this movie is just a dumb action movie with two big action stars that I really enjoy. So, of course, I like this movie.
I enjoyed hearing what everyone said. Unlike the actual Fast and Furious movie where Vin Diesel is mumbling his way. I'm tired of that shit. I hope the next time I see this movie, because I will watch this again.
Of course.
I hope the next time I see it, I find more to enjoy.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure the next time I see it, it will be in 4K.
So, okay, the question I have is this. Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't think it's good.
Movies, these movies have become more and more about stars. And about
the TV channel?
with the Fast and the Furious movies, they started out all as who knows these people, right? And then you get a couple ludicrous cameos.
Ludicrous.
You get like other things going on, but as these things have grown, we've come to like love, and we have our favorite characters throughout all of this.
Right.
Hobbs and Shaw were these two characters that came throughout the franchise and just became big roles that grew.
Right.
And these two, unlike the rest of the cast, were legitimate stars before they came to these movies.
Right. This is why people are so excited to see them in the Fast and Foolishness movies.
Who leaves this movie the winner for you? Or do they both lose for this movie having existed at all?
What? Oh, what do you mean leaving the winner?
Who
won the contest? No, because winning the contest is obviously The Rock, but what do you mean by the winner?
Just in whatever metric you want, the winner of who you loved in this movie coming out and wasn't wasted out.
Oh, right? I mean, it was clear once this movie was announced. This movie was just what everyone thought should have happened. Just put into reality. Like, the second we saw that The Rock and Jason Statham were recurring characters, everybody's just like, I would watch a movie with those two. Because was it the last movie they were sent to prison and he was like lifting the chair? Right, everyone saw that and everybody just like, I want more of that, please. This movie sucks, but give me more Hobbs and Shaw.
Yep.
And everyone heard and went, all right.
I'm sad Kurt Russell didn't show up for some random reason.
Of course, because you want all of the good parts of the the Fast and Furious in this movie. And you wanted, like, put it this way. If they would never do this, but if they put Fast and the Furious 9 beside Hobbs and Shaw, they released it the same weekend, Fast and Furious would get murdered. in the movie theater.
Yep, it would.
Because everyone would go, these are the guys that we want to see.
By the way, apparently that's exactly what happened. Apparently, FF9 was supposed to come out this year in August, and they said, you know what?
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
And so they pushed it to next year.
Right, and Tyrese got upset, and Vin Diesel got upset. But guess what, Tyrese and Vin Diesel? No one wants to see you in anything. I will go watch Jason Statham and The Rock in damn near anything. And putting them together was, it just made sense.
Yep.
Could it have been better? Sure. But the if we use the Fast and Furious as the metric, then this will be the low point in the Hobbs and Shaw franchise. Yeah. And I will accept that.
So, Damien, actually, and I'm trying to think about what my answer would be. If you grade this, right?
Yeah.
If you have to put it up against the rest of the Fast and Furious franchise, where is it?
This would be... So, it is Fast 7, 6, 5,
uh-huh.
8.
Uh-huh.
That was... And then the rest of the Fast and Furious, who cares? This would be above 8, but not at 5, 6, 7 level. Okay. So, this would be 4th. Because 8 is bad.
It is. I watched it the other day. It is not. I mean, if
it has seen.
Here's the thing about 8, right?
Just like
I
this
enjoy
has
watching 8 because it's a Fast and Furious movie. And but I agree. It's not
and
as
the part
good as
I enjoyed the most was the Hobbs and Shaw.
And I suppose, I suppose it is better than 8.
And Charlize Theron's part are so bad, and Vin Diesel mumbling is so bad, and he's so tired at this point that I felt real when I saw that the Hobbs and Shaw was coming out. I'm like, finally, they're doing something outside the box. But they didn't. They didn't do anything outside it, but they just made another Fast and Furious movie and put the two biggest draws in that movie.
That's true. I think for me, this might be a little lower than Fast 8.
Right.
Maybe on
also
par.
Fate of the Fury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe on par. But what it does, it feels a lot like the fourth movie to me. In the sense that they realize they know they've got something right, but they haven't quite got it there yet.
Right. They haven't got the mix.
And you can see that, like, they'll probably get it real right next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you think they'll commit calling the next one fine?
They should. They should just double the stupid of this franchise. There's a time they thought this was these were serious movies.
Yeah, you remember that?
Right. 1 and 4, someone thought we're making actual movies.
I think they thought 2 was an actual movie.
Yeah, but there, I mean, we don't talk about 2 or 3.
Excuse me. 3 is a goddamn gem.
Donkey Kong? Sure.
That's a classic.
5
right
is
there.
The one they're just like, what if we just stop? And just whatever the dumbest idea is on this board is the one that we're going to do. You want to drag a safe through Brazil using cars? Done. That is what they mean. You want a plane to fly for a half hour on one runway? 6. Done. Just kept making it just... And... In 7, they had the parachuting cars and all sort of nonsense. They just kept amping
and
up.
That's the thing about those 3.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 is shit about cars.
Yeah.
And they went all in on shit about cars. 8 and this one.
Mm-hmm.
The shit about cars threw out the window. And they tried as best they could.
To cram in cars.
Cram in other things.
Yeah.
And
but they had a submarine in it.
They should just...
That's a car.
They should just ignore the car parts of these...
Sea car.
For the Hobbs and Shaw, just ignore the car parts and just get... Yeah. Who did directed Spy? Was it...
No, don't you dare.
Right.
No,
just call
no,
Paul
no,
Feig.
No.
So that the comedy can be good and then just have them...
Damien, please stop it.
Just have them
continue.
Can we just all
agree if we're talking about action and comedy that is Taika and move on with life?
Yes, but Taika is busy.
No.
Taika is busy.
I hear you, but... We cannot go
and
from
I
Taika
like Spy.
To fucking Spy. Taika is the worst movie ever.
Taika didn't get a Fast and Furious movie to direct. And I'm sure...
Love and Thunder.
Listen, Taika had enough time to do some shitty Jojo Rabbit about Hitler and daydreams. He can find time for Cars.
How long did you?
Of course, I'm going to watch that movie.
Wait, how long did you think Marvel Disney gave him to make that movie?
Like 10 days.
Right. That movie was shot between changing scenes in the Thor movie because he's. He's done. We'll never see Taika do anything. Disney will keep him forever. Never.
And isn't he a part of that whole Mandalorian thing as well? Doesn't he do a couple of those?
Episode, yeah.
Because yeah. Everyone saw Thor and went, oh my God, he saved Thor. And we were laughing as if we're the only one that saw it. But clearly, everyone else saw the same movie we saw.
Speaking of him saving Thor, Andrew, I have to thank you. That meme that you sent in
yes,
our
group. The Hitler. Oh,
oh my God.
I laugh a lot.
I laugh
for a long time.
So hard.
It's been so long since someone
did. Yeah.
Yeah. That
and
Hitler
made
meme,
it effective.
Oh my God.
It's
so,
real good.
For those of you listening out there, if you don't know about it, you should know. But if you don't, please go look at Jojo Rabbit's Twitter feed and just look for that.
Also, watch the trailer for Jojo Rabbit.
Well,
in case you have no idea what the
hell I would argue that that trailer doesn't do its movie any justice, because if it weren't for the fact that Taika is in that trailer and it says directed by Taika, I might not care.
Yeah, but that's the best
you know?
Part. Because you know he's sandbagging it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, imagine if someone just pulls up that video without any knowledge of what Jojo Rabbit is. Like, I don't know if
but he doesn't need
thing.
No, he, you don't need it.
You don't
it's
really
essentially
need it. Yeah.
That's just joking about Taika, right? And the fact that the meme is already 10 years old and how is it coming back? Like, guys, go and look for that Hitler meme. You remember the one with from the movie where he's
movie
about
no
to yeah.
Except us.
Except
yeah,
us.
We did watch that movie.
We are idiots.
We're crazy. But yeah, watch that. Then watch a trailer.
And then,
Watch Jojo Rabbit
and
in
then laugh
6 months
until
or
you're...
whenever it comes out.
Oh God, I love Taika.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? What movie?
I think we were talking about Hobbs and Shaw.
Super Combo.
I was so upset, by the way. I spent a good 15 minutes trying to find a GIF online with the Killer Instinct Super Combo thing with the word Super Combo coming up, and it's just not. I couldn't find any. I was so upset.
Sometimes,
bad at Googling.
Yeah.
This is very aside to this movie because it happens in this movie, but I don't really know. This is really us talking about a movie. The post credits thing that happens in this movie, Ryan Reynolds just keeps being Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
And then he ends up talking about the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which, really don't care that hard. But there's a part of my brain that thought for a second, I wonder if someone in this theater has not seen the end of Game of Thrones and is super upset right now.
They deserve it.
That'd be awesome.
If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, that is your fault.
Ryan Reynolds was really good in this movie.
Yeah, but he's doing his
thing. Yeah, he's
like,
doing his
if
thing.
If you give Ryan Reynolds 5 minutes in any movie, you'll go,
I don't think
Ryan
Reynolds. Give him a script at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just kind of give him a few bullet points.
And go.
They're like, these are the character names you need to say.
Right.
Right. This is their perfect. It's like improv film. They're like, here's a profession. Here's a name. A location.
It's either that or he has
just do
like
yes
a,
and.
He has a writer that only writes for him. It's one of the two, because at this point it has to be either one, because he's been doing this for a while. But the thing everyone likes about Ryan Reynolds is that he knows who he is now. Like, that is just the thing he does, and he does it well enough, and it hasn't I don't know if it's because he's not in more movies that we don't find it as tiring anymore. Maybe if he were in, say, 4 movies a year,
yeah,
we'd go,
he's not anymore,
boy, we
right?
can't do this.
Because there was a point where he was actually
in a, lot,
up
right.
in a few movies.
But now that he's like a proper leading man and can charge a lot of money and people no longer see him as...
But outside of Deadpool, what movies does he do now?
No, that's just Deadpool. It's just Deadpool at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he and must.
Detective,
he must.
Detective Pikachu. Detective
Pikachu. Oh my
did
God.
That.
Oh my God.
That banger.
I'm so upset.
And not have you said you bad things about Pokemon.
I'm very upset that Ryan Reynolds did not take over. Because if Ryan Reynolds had something to do with this movie, other than getting paid, Pokemon. It would have been
between
so
the two
good.
Deadpool movies,
yes.
Which gives him...
Like what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm. 2 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? He did Criminal. That
is that the one, the Body Snatch one?
The
body switch one?
Movie.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hitman's Bodyguard.
By the way, do you know that they're making a second one? It's called something like the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard or some shit like that.
I assume it will be off.
Okay, of course it's going to be.
Life, the alien ripoff movie.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. He's only in bad movies.
I didn't watch that one, though. So
I watched that one.
And
good Lord.
The rest is stuff like Family Guy, which is next up. And then Deadpool 2. So that's just between Deadpools.
Yeah.
Right? So we know Pikachu.
Oh, so he only comes in bad movies. All right.
And he has Deadpool.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing whatever.
All right. His wife is also a famous actress. So that helps.
That Sandra Bullock rom-com.
Yeah, The Proposal.
Right.
I'd like a proposal too.
Where he gets proposed
I do like the proposal.
By someone else. And he has to divorce.
That and almost definitely maybe. That
yes,
and definitely
maybe
are his two like.
No, there's another
strong,
one. There's another one where he starts out fat and comes back.
Yo, you like that one?
Did he like that movie?
Friends or something like that. Friend,
best friend.
Yeah.
Friend zone or something.
Yeah. I like that one.
I don't know about that one.
I've actually seen that one.
I mean,
it's not bad.
If I never
watch it again,
I never watch it again, I will always like Van Wilder. So.
Oh yeah,
that.
No, but where is it? It's even if you watch it, no, it's still like. Somehow it was the one that threaded the needle.
Yeah.
Of all the Van Wilder nonsense, that was the only one that is actually tolerable. The rest
Speaking
of them.
Speaking of Van Wilder,
trash.
And we're now completely off on a. This is not even a tangent anymore.
This is just the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. Have you subscribed to that podcast I showed you with Kreischer and Segura?
Oh,
Two Bears, One
Bears. Two Bears, yeah.
Have you listened to any of it?
Only the first one. I was bored halfway through.
So,
almost to
that's
death.
The thing, right? So this, it's a bad podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But is it sad that I really like it?
Because you like the two guys.
Because of, no, it's not even that I like the two guys.
But you like bad things, so this makes sense.
I like it because of how bad it is.
Wow.
Because, like, these guys, they just don't care. They're eating, they have full mouthfuls of donuts. They're burping, they're coughing. Like, Bert Kreischer sounds like he's about to die in that first podcast.
I'm saying no to all of this.
It's horrible. I watch the second one. They get better in the sense that Bert is no longer dying, but they're still burping and coughing. And you kind of hear that it's clear there's some sort of crowd because you kind of hear a bit of like muted laughter somewhere. But it's bad.
Hard pass.
It sounds
awful.
Yes. Oh, no. Don't listen to it.
I have no interest and I will not.
I will continue to
also,
listen to it.
Also, because you've recommended it, I will not.
Oh, wow. Ah. that hurts.
Come on.
But I don't know what we're talking about. Anymore.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Are we do?
I don't know.
Is this Tom Pop Rouge or Tom Pop?
No.
It
can't be Tom Pop Rouge.
I don't know what to call this.
Listen.
Do you
like Fast and Furious? Then
yes.
You've already seen this movie. You don't need me to tell you to like this movie or to not like it. I think it's weaker than it's not peak Fast and Furious, which is disappointing. You'd think they'd just sleepwalk their way to that, now that they have the only talented people in the franchise, but somehow they messed it up.
Who were those Russian people stealing things? The friends who got them the guns or whatever.
None of this movie makes any sense.
I was staring at that scene and I was like, I feel like I should know whoever that main girl is.
Shows us there to be hot and kiss Jason Statham. None of this movie. None of this movie tracks or makes sense. There's times the Fast and Furious movies have done things so ridiculous that I find it funny. Like when they took fingerprints off cloth. Like, the guy touched the girl's ass and they pulled a fingerprint off it. Me and my sister was just sitting there just like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
How did they do
that? So when, in this one, when they're just like, oh, we control the media, and they have like a computer generate news and broadcast it everywhere, I was just like, I should be laughing at that.
Yeah.
Because on its face, that is so stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, the BBC would immediately come out and go, we don't know what that is.
Especially when you see it on all the news channels, and then The Rock is like, all right, hold on, I've got the CIA on the call.
Exactly.
You know, they're actually on our side.
You're just like, who? Like, I understood five-year-olds were writing these movies, but it was things like that that used to make me smile. But somehow with this movie, I don't know, like, it just didn't hit the sweet spot. It should have been even more, because they still do the same stupid nonsense, but this time it didn't fill me with, kind of like it did stupid shit, but I didn't find it endearing. This one does this, like, equally wacky stuff, but I don't know, there's something off about this one. But listen, I've watched The Rock and Jason Statham come in worse things, so watching them together is always a good enough time. And, you know, there's the scenes from out the trailer where they're like, Jason Statham is fighting in the hallway and The Rock is just on the other side waiting for him to finish. Those parts are fun. Idris Elba is literally biting on props. He's so happy to be in this movie. It's true. He's so happy to be Black Superman.
I'm just upset that he's not Black James Bond. He should have said that in a movie. That'd have been great.
I'm upset they didn't come up with just other random names to call him. They called him the Terminator at some point, which is probably the better
Black
point of reference for what they were going for.
Yeah.
But they could have just keep going. They could have made the Black Michael Myers.
No, they should have just called him Black Panther and then walk out. We're done. Idris Elba continues to be good in some things and absolutely god awful in almost everything else. Listen, The Wire is perfect.
Yes, it is.
So he gets a free pass for life.
It was also 20 years ago.
Hey. First of all, it was 10 years ago. Second of all, it's still a while.
It is. I need to watch that again.
What is happening here?
It's been a long time.
Watch The Wire easily 3 times a year.
Really? Wow.
Easily.
Well done, sir.
It's so good.
Nigga, I don't disagree with that.
Nigga, is you taking notes on a motherfucking crap? Show is perfect. It's a perfect show. It's better than all other TV.
So I think we're all agreeing. Hobbs and Shaw is
she.
It's totally nebulous. We don't want to disapprove it, and we don't want to approve it.
I'll disapprove it, and I feel free to change my mind. Come December, when I'm cackling like an idiot when I watch it properly.
Yeah, man, I will approve it in 4K.
I think this movie would benefit from us doing a one quick edit where all of the scenes with the talking, we cut their jokes down to like one per scene as opposed to like 20 that they do. This runtime will immediately chop down to like 1:45.
Right.
And it would probably be perfect.
Cut out that middle sector with the Russians, as he said, because that was unnecessary and so forgettable. There's a point when you started talking about the Russians, I was like, having just seen this movie, I was like, what? Is Andrew drunk? Did I watch a different movie? When did I fall asleep?
You fell asleep in Russia.
Clearly.
That's what we're referring to.
Vodka is a hell of a joke.
Okay. But moving right on.
Mark James. I love that. I love that it's clear. Yeah, Andrew didn't quite get what you were saying until he said Rick James. Yep. I love it. Slap.
What else are we talking about?
I would like to talk about The Boys. Amazon has.
How far are you in?
I watch all of it.
Oh, oh wow.
Oh all God. Of it.
I am like three or four no, episodes while, into it.
I mean, sure, it was the last few days of unemployment, but I burned through it. I really enjoy that show.
I like aspects of it. And it's not, I haven't written it off yet.
I think
yet,
it's the accent but that is throwing you off. Paul accent? Urban's shitty accent.
Yo, I have
is
to tell you, at first, right, I could have sworn it was Australian. Yeah. And then I realized, no, he's trying to be British. And it's still, from time to time, I'm like, where is Douglas, he supposed to be
from? What if I told you
from?
That by the end of this series, it's going to be one of your favorite things?
I could see that, which is why I said I haven't quite written it off yet, because it has potential. Yeah. And there are things I love about it. I love the fact that all of these superheroes are just spoiled, entitled children that can do whatever they want. And with those kind of superpowers, when you can do whatever you want, whatever you want becomes real dark real fast.
I like the fact that they did like they haven't created new superheroes.
Douglas, you need to watch Brightburn.
Yes.
From that I will. Sentence alone.
Yeah. Yes. I will once it's on my television.
So, what the boys is, if you don't have Amazon, if you're one of the two people... it is a show where there are superheroed people who is basically the Justice... They're just off-brand Justice League people. And they exist in a world kind of like ours. Except they're showing you the darker aspects of what it would be like if a company essentially controlled the superheroes. Paid them and... You know, they used... What if Marvel and the Marvel Machine was based off real-life superheroes and the dark side of being a superhero when you can get away with a lot of stuff? And the movie surrounds a couple people who are trying to essentially take them down, expose them for being evil bastards and not these... knights in shining armor as they're portrayed on TV. And so the first episode starts and there's an accident. the analog for Flash is called A-Train. And he is running very fast and runs through a lady.
Oh, man, yes. Just straight through.
And kills just instantly.
While her boyfriend is holding
right,
her
he's hands. Holding onto her hands. He's talking to her, and then they slow it down, and she's just disintegrated. And he looks at him, and he's just like, gotta keep running, and just takes off. And that is, and then the company comes in, and they're like, all right, listen, he's a superhero, so we're going to treat this as an accident. He comes on TV, and is like, she took a few steps off the curb, I was trying to stop a crime in progress. And she just stepped down, and so I hit her, and they apologize, and they're giving him money to say that he accepts the settlement. And Carl Urban's character comes to him, and is like, listen, I'm going to use you to get back at these bastards. And it is a dark look at
And I'm hoping that he becomes that guy. He looks like he's going to become like just super dark and super...
So he never fully gets there, but the journey that you go on is really... It is one of those TV shows that because it's 8 episodes, there's not a lot of filler.
It's only 8?
Only 8 episodes. And so there's not a lot of filler. Okay. And so they get to the point really quickly. And the resolution at the end, I found it really surprising based on where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And based on how they describe all the characters and what it is they do and what it is they represent and what the company is. All of it. Because it's a noir story with superheroes.
Yeah.
And it is also a revenge story. So it's a lot of things that I like, and they do it way better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you should keep watching it to the end.
Yeah, I will. And you know who I really like? I love Captain America.
Yes.
Because on top of everything else.
I mean, he's more Superman than Captain America. In terms of
fair enough.
Skill set.
Yeah. But
the colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
So because and he's also the leader and mm-hmm. like he's very much he looks like yes. Captain America. And
off brand.
Right, off brand.
But how the show like introduces him is so our friend Bones, what's his name? Carl Urban, right? Mm-hmm. Carl Urban.
Keith Sweat.
Yeah. Carl Urban says, essentially he's like, all right, listen, they're all horrible. But you know what? No, that one guy, he's mm-hmm. okay. And I took that as gospel.
Yes.
And then you realize that actually he's the worst yes. one out of the whole of them.
Yes.
And I like that darkness in him.
If that is the parts that you like,
yeah,
that is the parts that double and triple the.
Mm-hmm.
In the first three episodes, it still feels like they're setting up for something more.
Yeah, it does.
More because they only have 8 episodes, happens, and then just keep. Like, I don't want to say it
explicitly.
No. You remember how in the first season of Legion,
mm-hmm.
for the first 6 episodes, it felt like one thing, and then it just went for the last couple of episodes?
Yeah.
From episode 4 onwards in this one, they start to show you where the show is going,
mm-hmm.
but they get there really quickly.
Okay.
So that you can enjoy all the other things that are happening. And he builds out the team more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd assume so.
And
I like Frenchie. I like the fact that the other guy, I haven't caught yes. his name yet, hates Frenchie.
Yes.
just
and they give you more and more insight into the other superheroes and the boss lady at Vault, I think is the name of the.
By boss lady, you mean yes. Elizabeth Shue?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And
who is always pumping
yes.
breast milk.
That also pays off. There's a lot of payoffs. And I found myself watching this show and I just literally couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I watched 2 episodes and then another 2 episodes and then just watched the final 4. I really enjoy it. It's
to be honest, the only reason I haven't finished watching it is because it came out this weekend and we went to country. So,
Jack Reacher is still, I think, the best show they have on that platform.
Jack Reacher? Or Jack do you mean
Ryan. Jack Ryan?
Yeah.
Same difference.
By the way, JR, apparently there's a season two coming out soon. Yeah. So I'm very happy for that.
JR is still number one, yeah. but this is a close second.
No, you think number one? Well, yeah. First of all, can we just call it Expanse? I mean,
Expanse doesn't feel, even though they technically own it.
Yeah.
It never felt like an Amazon show. I watched the first 3 seasons away from Amazon. So it still hasn't really sunk in that Amazon now owns the Expanse.
Yeah.
But if we're putting the Expanse in there, then clearly that is the best show they have on that platform.
But is The Boys really the... Hey.
It's really good.
So you're saying... And
I like it better than High Castle.
You like it better than... Angels and Demons, or whatever that's called.
Yes.
Good Omens. Yeah.
Good Omens. Yes.
we're bad at this.
I enjoyed.
Don't ask me. I have watched
the show. I enjoyed so The good. Boys more than Good Omens. Right. And Good Omens is real good.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. It's basically Watchmen. That's what this. The Boys is basically Watchmen.
Speaking of which, we'll soon be able to watch Watchmen.
Mm-hmm. Except from people who have no superpowers.
So to keep on the Amazon chain.
Yes.
I have been watching anime.
Does Amazon have anime?
Yeah, they do. They used to anime specific service that you had to pay extra money for.
Can I unsubscribe from Amazon?
Which didn't work out because most people didn't pay extra
money
for it.
Yeah, no, duh.
And then they gave that up and just threw all of their anime into Prime.
Yep.
So you can just watch that.
Well, so that's why Prime costs more money now? You idiots can watch cartoons.
There's this anime by the name of Vinland Saga, which is...
Douglas, can you tell him to stop making up?
Which is a Norse-themed anime. I've only seen the first 3 episodes because
mm-hmm.
there weren't any more to watch it.
Ah.
Because they're doing it weekly, right? Because it's
also fun.
Probably airing in Japan, and they're like, here. But they gave us the first three episodes on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I powered through those, and I really like this anime. There is lots of sword fighting, lots of ridiculous stuff going on, because it's about this guy who was a big warrior, and mm-hmm. he ran off to live a country life off mm-hmm. in some far land.
And Zeus said no.
Right, and war comes back to find him, so on and so forth.
How come war has never come to find us?
Because he's in Jamaica.
Damn it.
Right. And Damon, here's more fighting energy.
I mean, I like me some fighting.
And it's on Amazon.
I'd prefer it in non-cartoon version, but I guess beggars can't be choosers.
Here's more Amazon for you, since we're talking about Amazon in Vinland Saga. And that's all I'm going to say.
So, sounds like a fake show.
Douglas is typing in to Google Vinland Saga.
No, I'm actually writing a work email. But,
of course.
I could talk about one thing that I watched this mm-hmm. week. I watched Actual Long Shot, or just Long Shot.
Non-Keanu Reeves Long Shot.
Yeah. And what I'd say about it is that it's nowhere near as good as Asian Long Shot.
Hey, that movie's trash.
Yes, it is. It's my kind of trash. This movie, however, is not.
You didn't like Leprechaun jokes?
No.
The Long Shot is...
Seth Rogen and...
Right, remember Andrew lied to me and told Charlize me that Theron. Movie wasn't absolutely on fire and garbage?
It is. It's not very good. I wouldn't call it on fire, but it's not very good. I didn't enjoy it
looked,
that much.
It looked like that in the trailers. That disembodied voice you hear is, ah, come on. Incorrect.
Long Shot was fun.
Did you watch this, Damon?
I haven't seen it because it looks bad.
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean... I'm not saying it's, like, actually on fire. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. They did have jokes where I chuckled, but...
Do they have more or less jokes than Asian Long Shot, which has just Keanu Reeves scenes and one rap song? Yeah,
but you remember how I told you that that movie was bad?
Always be
my maybe.
We're calling it Asian Long Shots. Long
Yep.
So,
so what you're saying is this movie has a lot of heart. As we know,
heart
is the opposite of what Douglas likes in movies.
No, all right, but back to my question.
Yes.
Yeah.
More or less jokes?
Than Always Be My Maybe?
Yes.
Definitely less.
Wow.
No.
Whoa.
No,
anything
it probably
be
was.
Than always
it
be
is
my
objectively
maybe.
Better than Always Be My Baby.
Yeah.
Maybe. I subjectively like
in,
Always Be My Maybe more. Exactly.
Right. It had Keanu Reeves.
So I will for me and
the
Always Be
bits
My Maybe.
Of Always Be
I
My
like
Maybe's,
how bad
all
it
right.
is. I like the stupidness of it. Like this, the thing about this is that it actually is like it plays the jokes just as it is. Right. We have these jokes. We have these. Heartfelt scenes, we have an end where everybody comes together and we're happy. And those things happen in Always Be My Maybe, but they also know, it's like Always Be My Maybe knows they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
we're
going to
we're gonna
make
play
a bad
with
movie.
That. But this movie, they're like, no, we made an actual proper rom-com.
No.
And that's, you know.
They think they're making a good one.
Yeah, they think they're making a good one.
Hey, that is sexist. I will not allow sexism on this podcast.
My only problem right now is she's so far away.
That is
like,
not picking up.
Like, your voice is completely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Let me mansplain to you what a rom-com is. That movie looked bad in the trailers. Yeah. And
I like the two leads, and it did not translate into liking the movie, unfortunately. So yeah.
Hold on. In this YouTube TV, they put ads in the middle of football.
I think this is because it's on Yes TV.
Yes, I don't think it's YouTube
TV. It's not YouTube TV.
I think Yes TV is trash.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I really want to recognize actually halftime. I'm like, all right, maybe they kept the ads.
I have to tell you that yes. YouTube TV is the best. Let me tell you why. When you bring up, because it does this thing.
When you DVR the football matches, it takes out the highlights.
I remember you guys saying that to me.
Yeah, it took out all of halftime.
Yeah,
and it showed like one ad, and then it was like, here you go. I went right back to the thing.
It's really
but cool. That was only for the World Cup. Yes. The other ones, it stays the same. So that would be YouTube TV.
NBA TV does, when you pay for NBA TV, after the matches are over, it takes out all of that nonsense. NFL does it too. Yeah. Except for big matches. Some of the big matches, they keep in the halftime positions. So like the playoff matches, they keep in the talking on the app, which but I anyways. Do not want.
Asian long shots
right.
versus American long shots.
Right.
No. Asian long shot versus Caucasian long shot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I pick the Caucasian one.
Of course you do.
You're racist.
I will not tolerate xenophobia on this podcast. One's racist.
Come on, Shea Jackson Jr.
One's racist and one is...
Crushed Ice.
Listen.
Crushed Ice. Sexist.
What about Ice-T Jr.? I'm sorry, Ice Cube Jr. I don't... That was not enough.
That was not enough.
No, it wasn't. Did he get punched in the face?
I can't remember.
Did he did not. No, all right?
I mean, Seth Rogen got like a lot of damage. No? Cool.
He got something else in the face. This is what he got.
This movie sounds bad.
It is. Don't watch it. But that's essentially all I've watched except for various reruns.
I rewatched Hell or High Water. That movie's still great. Yep.
More Spider-Man, again, as usual.
Movie's great.
It is.
Spider-Man movies. Oh, real work.
So, I mean, that's,
what have you watched?
I talked about Vinland Saga.
That's it? That's only anime?
I was going to watch the other podcast movie, and then I didn't.
Yes, yeah. No one did.
We
didn't do that.
And I've been rewatching a lot of movies. Like I rewatched Jackie Brown.
And there's no sports. Awesome. I'm going to disagree. Continue to disagree.
I rewatched Pulp Fiction. That movie's still awesome.
Mm-hmm. You're getting ready for that Hollywood movie.
Yeah. Rewatched Hereditary. That movie's still bad.
Oh, you don't like that movie?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
I hate that movie. That movie
Why did
is,
you do that to yourself?
It's so upsetting because that movie could have been the best movie ever. Because if you just made that movie into a sad movie about losing a child and dealing with it, that would be amazing. And they actually did that for like the first hour. You know, there's an argument that there's spooky things in there, but you could play it down by saying it's bullshit.
It's grief.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, oh, guess what, guys? There's magic. And that becomes dumb.
You say magic. Yes.
It's entirely Nicholas's fault. That's how I ended up watching this movie again. I had hope for some reason. And it was crushed because it still looked like Hereditary.
You guys should make a list of good movies you haven't seen. Just watch this. And stop watching garbage.
I plan to watch a lot of Werner Herzog movies.
You probably shouldn't do that.
They just got added to the criteria.
You probably shouldn't do that. You know he's a crazy person, right? You understand? Right? But not in the good way. Like he's legit.
70s Herzog?
100%. Like those movies aren't good or are not trying to be good.
They're probably not good. They're probably not trying to be good, but... I've seen a documentary about him eating a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch anything that man does.
Fair enough. It's already too late for you.
I've been meaning to watch Fitzcarraldo for so fucking long.
And why haven't you? You're watching. Because you're watching anime on Amazon.
I'm watching anime on Amazon. I'm still watching. I'm in the tail end of season 4 of Justified in my rewatch. I got to see my favorite Justified moment. That being one of my favorite Justified moments. That being Patton Oswalt screaming Chewbacca.
Yes.
So I'm still happy watching Justified.
Oh yeah, Patton Oswalt was in that show.
Yeah, he was a deputy or other.
Yeah.
You're past my favorite point where they call the hitman from Detroit. And they describe him as having killed more people than cholera.
Oh, that's fire. That's after the really good season with the lady.
With Mags.
Yeah, Mags.
I always loved season 3 more.
Which one is season 3?
Mags. Neil McDonough. No, season 2 is Mags.
Season 2 is Mags?
Right.
I thought that was season 3, actually, which is why I asked the question.
Season 3 is Neil McDonough? Is where Black people show.
Black people show.
They have the hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
And they added I just said his name.
Neil McDonough. Who is that?
He is, I like to remember him as the gentleman who played Bison in the Chun Li Street Fighter.
Of course he did.
That's how I like to remember him.
That's For those of us who decided not to watch that movie. Right. Who is he?
He was also the bad guy in, you remember this TV show we all love that only lasted one season?
Chicago Code.
Terriers.
Oh, Terriers, I don't remember who the bad guy is, though.
Is he
the hitman from Detroit?
He was in a shitty comic book show, the Time Traveler show, the CW Legends from Tomorrow.
Okay.
He was...
Damian Dark?
Yes, Damian Dark.
You're looking at the wrong person.
Who is Neil McDonough?
I'm going to just pull up a picture because I've run out of things to name his random face from. He was in Minority Report.
That guy. That's a hitman from Detroit, isn't it?
No.
No?
He is from Detroit in the show.
Yes, but he's not the hitman.
Oh, he's not the hitman? Who's the hitman?
No, the hitman was just in there for a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember he was the big guy.
Right.
From,
he was like one of the boss guys. Yeah.
And he was trying to like create a whole another satellite operation.
They're running drugs.
He's insane.
Yes.
He's always in bad things, but he always makes bad things better.
Yeah. He chews scenery a lot.
He knows what they pay him to do a job and he knows what his job is. There's some people who take this acting thing a bit too serious.
Yeah.
And at times it doesn't mesh with what is on the screen.
Thank you.